Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw stira in the rif as to whether the suffik in the case of nasan huva amrahi is a suffik bedin, whether such kedushin is valid or it's a suffik b'mitzias. And we saw the Rashba who gives two reasons why Nasan Huva Amrahi is no good, either because it's Xeris HaKas of Ki Yikach and not Ki Tikach. And then he turns around, he asks Akasha about Kedushin Medin Arev. Where there's no Amir at all. So then the Rashba says, Peseder, so he did Amira. The Gemara doesn't say he did Amira, but he did Amira. But if he didn't do Amira, she's not Mikudeshes. And even though it's clear that when he gives it to her, giving it to her based on what she said, meaning if she did the Amira, it's clear that when he gave it to her, it's based on what she said. So why should he have to do the Amira? And the answer is because the Edom don't get it. The Edom didn't see a proper Maisa Kedusha. Vicky Vega wanted to say there are two reasons involved here, two reasons that are, you need both, but the Rashba seems to say not like that. The Rashba seems to think the first reason alone, the Xeris HaKasav alone, is enough. And he only had to come on to the second reason after he asked this kasha from Arev. And the second reason he gave was that you need Hadas Edim. But it's Mashma and the Rashba that each reason stands alone. We discussed that a little bit, and there's a lot more to discuss, but we are now going to get to the halach of the great Gaon, Rav Moshe Luria Zatzal, and his Sefer HaSefas Shiurim and Kedushin. So he says as follows, that in the Pasuk of Ki Yikach, there are really two things that we learn. Number one, we learn that we require that the husband should be poel b'chalos hakinyan. V'hu hamachnes es ha'isha lirishuso v'lo shehi machneses atzma lirishuso. The first thing you learn from Ki Yikach is that it's the man taking the woman. The baal is poel b'chalos kinyan. He is the one taking the woman into his rishus, and she is not bringing him into her rishus. Whether we say like the Ran that she's mafkeres es atzma, whether it's like all makne that's maskim that the kona should require from him, the chefetz, but the achnasa l'rishuso is done through the baal. The baal is the one being machnas l'rishuso. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we require that the husband should make the maisa a maisa kinyan of kedushin. Kaloshan haRav Zatzal shabal yase es hamaisa the maisa kinyan shel kedushin. For example, kinyan kesef, we require that the mekadesh should be mechavein, that the kesef should be kesef kedushin, just like by a mekach that it should be a kesef of a mekach of a transaction of a acquisition. Here also, the Baal must make this Kesef into Kesef Kinyan of Kedushin. Now this can be done whether when there's Kesef Mekach, it can be done, whether the lokeach wants to make it kesef kinyan and the mocher is maskim, or if the mocher wants to be makabel the kesef b'toras kesef kinyan, and through this the shem kesef is chal and the lokeach is maskim. So that's when it comes to other kinyanim. It can be done by either party. However, when it comes to kedushin, the chiddush is that it has to be al yidei habaal. That the ki yikach is referring to the maisa kicha, that the kavana to make this kesef kedushin has to be al yidei habaal. So based on this, it would appear that we see b'shitas harif, that it's a suffix in the mitzias. As we saw in the previous shiur, that the Avnei Miluim explains that the case over here of Nasen Huv Amrahi is a suffik b'mitzias. Is the husband maskim or not? However, now we're explaining that it's a suffik b'mitzias, but not if the husband is maskim or not, not if he wants the kedushin or not, but rather, does he have das b'maisa hakinyan? In other words, we said that the husband has to have das to make the maisa kinyan a maisa kinyan of kedushin, that this should be kesef kedushin. So only when he says harei mukudeshesli, he makes a chalot shem kesef kedushin, a chalot shem kesef kinyan on the kesef, and she is agreeing to be makabel this money b'toras kesef kedushin. But when she says harei ani mekudeshes lecha, she is mechadeshes the shem kesef kedushin ala kesef, and he is just maskim to this, and this is not effective with the gzeres hakasuv of ki yikach. Ki yikach tells us that it's the husband who has to make this kesef into kesef kinyan, not the wife. When he says harei mekudeshesli, he makes the chalos shem kesef kinyan, not her. So it emerges that even though linyan mechira is the same suffix, kishoimer hamoicher v'aloikeach noisein, when the moicher speaks and the loikeach takes, who is Paul the Maisi Kinyan? Is it the Moicher or is it the Lokeach? The Moicher spoke and the Lokeach paid. He gave the money. So who's Paul the Maisi Kinyan? So the answer is, doesn't matter. It doesn't say Ki Yikach. So we have no Nafkusa, we have no Nafkamina. Who is Paul the Maisi Kinyan? The Oimer or the Noisein. But by us, but Kiddushin, where it says Ki Yikach, that the husband has to make the Kesef into Kesef Kiddushin, there is a suffix. If she does the Amira, if this is going to be interpreted from the side of the husband as agreement, or rather, agreement, since he is the giver, he is mechaving to this chalos shem kesef kinyan. And that's the shorish ha-suffik, which is a suffik b'mitzius, b'kavonis maisa kinyan, not a suffik, is he maskim to the kedushin, but rather a suffik as to whether he has das that this should be kesef kinyan. She's doing the saying, maybe he doesn't have das to make this into kesef kinyan. And therefore, this is a suffik b'mitzius. And a suffik b'mitzius, we say chazaka. That's why the Rif holds in our case that it's only a suffik derabanan. Because it's a suffik what the mitzius is. If you have a suffik b'din, so how's the chazaka going to change the din? But if you have a suffik b'mitzius, you don't know what happened, so we keep things as it was, as they were. So the Rif in our sugya holds it to suffik in the mitzius. What suffik? Not does he want the kedushin, but rather the suffik is, did the Baal have kavana to make this mice into a mice kinyan shel kesef? So it would appear, and therefore, he holds there's a chazaka, so midoraisa she remains a pnuya, and it's only derabanan that were misupuk. So it would appear that hein divrei Rashba, that betchilas dvarav he writes that kol alikuchim tluyim bo. What does that mean? Kol alikuchim tluyim bo. What he means is bein chalois hakinyan al yedeshu machnisa lirushusai, bein chalois shem kesef kinyan al hamos. That what he means is that both the chalos kinyan, through which he is bringing her into his rishus, as we said, two aspects. Number one, he's bringing her into his rishus. And number two, that this has to have chal on this kesef, Hashem kesef kinyan, on this mos. And that's talui bo. That's what it means, kol alikuchim tluyim bo. Both the chalos Hakinyan v'hu ha-machnis es ha-isha l'rishuso, and number two, Shabbal yase as ha-maise l'maise kinyan shel kedushin. So both of these aspects are talui in the Baal. And the Yisod HaSafek, when she says, is if even b'shtika, when he's silent, do we assume that he is poel the maise kinyan or not? He just did the giving. Is he poel the maise kinyan? So now we can understand very well the Rashba. That's why the Rashba had a problem with Din Arev. The Rashba started that the husband has to do the entire Likuchim. What does it mean the husband has to do the entire Likuchim? What it means is that a husband has to both be Machnis her into his Rishus, and he also has to make the Kesef into Kesef Kinyan. But Din Arev, this isn't Shaykh. Because we see in the Rashba, and Daf Zion, that when she's Mekudeshes Medin Arev, she says to him, hey, give Ploni money and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. So the Rashba says she's Mekudeshes with the Hano that he listened to her. Now, what's the gather of Kedushin al Yidei Hano? Explains the Rashba. Do you think that by Isha, this Hano is Kesef Mamish? Hano she has, Kesef she doesn't have. Where's the kesef here? But rather, in order to be mekayim kavanas hamakne v'daito anu roim hanosoi ki'ilu yesh kan mamish she yiskayim daito olov v'yokach l'gabi isha hanazu k'kesef. So in order to be mekayim the kavana of the makne, who's the makne here? The woman. And her will, we see her hana as if there is something substantial here through which her will be fulfilled. That she is receiving something. She wants this kedushin. She gets this hana. So he writes that this hana is like kesef. So you see from the Rashba that this hana is not kesef mamish, but rather, if the person does a maisa, the man here does the maisa to be mechaving to the das of the makne, that the makne wants him to do something, and the makne is going to receive hana from that, that's a maisa kinyan, and that's a maisa of kedushin. So Based on this, according to what we explain, that the chisaron of Amrahi is that we lack das habal ala kesef, that the kesef should be called kesef kedushin. That's only shaykh if he's actually giving kesef, that it could be a kesef matana, and he's making it into kesef kedushin. It's not a kesef matana, it's a chalais of kesef kinyan. That's the husband's job. But by kinyan behana, hare benkach inkan chefza shetzarech lochol lov shem kesef kinyan. When you have the kinyan of hana, that's how he's calling her with this hana that she receives. Benkach, anyway, there's no chefza here that on which can we apply the name of kesef kinyan. Rather, sheyesh dover shemekayim daitam viritzonam. The kevan. And the sekvarn is bar del gabe harots and the tula kedushin ain't suffic, or barish harots elakacha. So, what's happening here? There's no kesef kinyan because it's not real kesef, but rather, he's doing something in order to fulfill this woman's will, and through that hana, she's mikudeshes. So as far as his rotzen goes for kedushin, it's clear he wants to be makadesher. What's the shaila? She does the amira and he gives her money. Why would he not want to marry her? Why would you think he doesn't want to marry her? She said, "Aloshen reinim mikudeshes lachan." He's giving her money, so it's pashut that that's his das. But the suffix is legabe hadas b'maisa kinyan. Does he have das to make this into kesef kinyan or not? Is he the one who's Paul the Maisa Kenyan, or is she? Since she's the one doing the Amira, maybe she's the one being Paul as the Kesef Kenyan. But that's when she does the actual Amira. That's when there's actually Kesef Kenyan. But here there's no Kesef Kenyan. So since there's no Kesef Kenyan, it's not shaykh b'chlal that we should have a suffix here. We know that he wants the kedushin, and the suffix is normally the suffix would be, is he making the kesef into kesef kinyan? But here there is no kesef kinyan. So if there is no kesef kinyan, there's no suffix. So it's pashut that it's effective. And that was what was bothering the Rashba. The Rashba says that in the Arev case, it's pashut that it's effective. Even without his amira. Why? Because he doesn't have to have das on this kesef kedushin. When he does the amira, he has to. What he does is he makes this kesef into kesef kinyan. And she can't do it, he has to do it. But here, there is no kesef kinyan. So then why wouldn't it be effective? Why would he have to say anything? Because that's the chisaron of Amrahi. The chisaron of Amrahi is who is making this kesef into kesef kinyan. If she is, and he's just masking him, that's no good. He has to be the one making, turning it into kesef kinyan. So again, we have two aspects here. That he's machnas her into his rishus. So how does that happen? Either she's mafki herself, or she's masking that he should take her. So that's already going to be makayim that aspect of kiyikach. But we also need that the husband should make this mice into a mice kinyan of kedushin. He should make this kesef into kesef kinyan, and not kesef matana. So if she does the amira, that won't help. That won't work. Only if he does the amira. Great. But here, there is no kesef kinyan. So it's pashut that by arev it works, and he shouldn't have to say anything. Why then does that was what was bothering the Rashba, then why then do we need his amira? What's the point of the amira? He's machnas her into his rishus, and we don't have to make the kesef into a kesef kinyan because there is no kesef here. It's just the hana that he's marrying her with. That we see her hana as if it is substantial, and it's like kesef. But there's no real kesef to turn it into kesef kinyan here. So why then would he have to do amira? So it's pashut that it's effective. So therefore the Ran says, you know, the Rashba says, I'll give you a different reason why there you need his amira. And it's not enough that she does the amira. And that is because the Edom have to see a proper kedushin. And if he doesn't do an amira, the Edom didn't see kedushin. But if that's true, then this reason should be enough. Why do we need the reason the Rashba gave of the chisaron of ki yikach? Just say that it's enough that the Edom have to see a proper kedushin, and that's only done if he does the amira, not if she does the amira. So that, please God, we would like to explain in our next shir, and we thank Hashem that we are zocha to learn His Torah, and pray to Him that we should be zocha mir tzeshem l'modu l'lamed l'shmor b'la'asos l'kayim z'kol d'vri samet v'asabi hava mein v'yamin. Shalom, shalom.